The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Yarn Thing Podcast with Marley Bird. I'm your host, Marley Bird. You can catch the Yarn Thing Podcast live every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That's 12 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and 11 o'clock in the Midwest. If you are anywhere else in the world and would like to join us live for the podcast, please Google what time 10 o'clock Mountain Time is for you. I do live in Denver, Colorado. You can come and join the fun. There is a live chat that happens over on Blog Talk Radio during the live broadcast, and you're more than welcome to be a part of that. Or you can join us over on the Marley Bird Facebook page, where I do a behind the scenes of the Yarn Thing podcast. And it's essentially just you watching me interview the guests. And until Facebook enables the picture-in-picture option for everybody, which as far as I know right now, it's not available, it's just me here. But as soon as I can get the guests on there with me, that'll be even more fun. So hopefully that will happen soon. I will let you know if that ever does happen. Let's say thank you to our sponsors before we jump in today. Thank you to Buffalo Wool Company, Creative Bug, Erin Lane Bags, Craftsy.com, Stitches.events, and last but certainly not least, Red Heart Yarns, where I'm the proud national spokesperson. You can learn more about the sponsors by visiting MarleyBird.com and clicking on the sponsor menu at the top of the page. And then from there, you'll find a direct link to each one of the sponsors. Go over and say hello and thank all of them for supporting the Yarn Thing podcast. Many of them have been with me for more than 5 years now. Like, it's been a long time. So they're fantastic, fantastic companies. So I am so excited because I have a friend on the show today. And gosh, she and I have been friends for a long time now and colleagues. And I'm so excited about her future and that what she's got coming together. And I'm excited for her to be able to share it with all of you. And I am talking about my wonderful friend, Kara Gott Warner today, who is a former editor of Creative Knitting Magazine and is now on to new and bigger and better things. I don't know if you're allowed to say better things, but, you know, it's all a good fun. I don't love creative knitting. Love creative knitting. So let's say hello to Kara Gott Warner. Hello.
Hey, Marley. Thanks for inviting me today.
I am so thrilled you were able to come on the podcast. I know you've got all these things happening, and you're in the sort of the freelance world again, so you know how crazy it gets.
Oh, yes, and I realize that time is finite. I used to think that I had all this time, that when I was, you know, breaking out into the indie world, that I'd have all this time to create all the things that I want to make. But, of course, you know, the time fills up very, very quickly, as you know.
Yes, it does. So, Kara, let's give, because I know you've been on the podcast recently, but I always like to give people, like, a brief history of you. So tell people about how you got into this industry and into knitting. Just like, I mean, I love your story with your grandma and everything. So I'll let you share that.
Okay, sure. And hopefully I won't be too chatty because I could go on and I just keep on talking. But so
no worries.
How did I come to this world? So, okay. So we all know that I knit. Well, maybe not because this is a knit and crochet show. But but I learned how to knit when I was 12 and I dabbled in it. And then I came back to it in my 20s. You know, kind of fast forward, and I was working in New York City's Garment Center, and I was looking for kind of like a way to relax and escape the craziness of the job that I had while working in New York City. And so I rediscovered knitting, and I started taking, you know, classes just to refresh myself, just to make sure I understood, like I was, you know, make sure I was knitting correctly. And so basically I met people that really just took me under their wing and taught me about the industry and kind of the ins and outs. And one day someone said, one of my early mentors, her name is Arlene Mincer, and she said, you know, you could become a professional knitter. Like, she phrased it kind of like that. And I thought, what does that mean? you know. So I had no idea. I'm like, so, like, I just sit around and knit all day? Okay, sure. People can pay me for that. We know it doesn't really work that way.
Right.
But anyway, so I just started to dive into kind of like that, the designing world, and I joined a group called Knit Design, which I think is defunct. It was on Yahoo. It was one of those early knitting groups that a lot of the kind of the big names would frequent. It was like a really exciting place to be in the early days. And I literally gave myself an education. I mean, I read over 15,000 emails. Like, I just sat down one day and I said, I'm going to start from email one and go all the way up to the present day. It took me 3 months.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
I did that. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's how I educated myself in the, you know, in knitwear design and just how to market myself at the time back in the early 2000s. Like, how do you do this stuff?
Uh-huh.
And so then I started, you know, working my indie collection, started designing for magazines, had my first design published in another now defunct magazine. It was by Soho Publishing. It was called Easy Circle Family Knit. Family. Got that wrong. Family Circle Easy Knitting. There you go.
Yes, I remember
and,
that.
Yeah. And it was a thrill. And then again, you know, meeting and networking, making a lot of friends in the industry, and then another mentor of mine, Kim Dolce, she introduced me to Annie's, the people at Annie's. And it was one of those things where it's that almost that simple, right, where, you know, conversations happen and they say, do you know anybody that would be a great editor? And so Kim was friendly with the folks over at Annie's, and she said, you know, as a matter of fact, I do know someone who would be a great editor. And she referred me to the, for the position. And then in 2010, I became the executive editor of the magazine. And then, you know, through to the present till February. So that was almost about six and a half years as the editor. And but I actually started freelancing with Annie's in 2007. So I have a legacy of about 10 years, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so now here I am today. Fast forward again. Now I'm focusing on Power Pearls podcast and, you know, kind of lots of new endeavors and creating my media, online media company, so to speak.
So
there you go.
I love it. I love your story. I think it's great. The expertise and the experience, I guess that's that one and the same, that you got at Annie's, it's really propelled you to, from what I know from being your friend, to really want to be an entrepreneur in this industry. And it's much more than just wanting to spread the word about knitting and everything. You're all about positivity and like a good aura. And, you know, you just, you exemplify that. Like every time I'm around you, it always just feels really good. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's essentially a big part of what Power Pearls podcast is about, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I love that you mentioned the entrepreneurial side, because the thing I have to say to credit Annie's for really allowing me to kind of have that mindset, and I was always encouraged to create my business within the business, if that makes sense. You know, because in many ways, I mean, that's the cool thing about being an editor of a magazine, because you're looking at when a new issue comes, you know, comes up for time to create it. It's like, you know, a blank slate, if you will. And so it's like creating something brand new every time. And I was given the tool to just, you know, go ahead and create that thing. You know,
uh-huh.
And so I was able to essentially run this little micro business. And so I think that was what I really loved about working for Annie's, because they definitely encouraged that kind of taking ownership, if you will, you know. So that was really a great way to kind of segue to the podcast, because when I started the podcast, it was 2015. So Power Pearls podcast started October 2015, and I presented the idea to Annie's. And I said, look, this is a win-win for us, you know, because I have the platform of the magazine and I can talk about the magazine. And essentially, Annie's became like the exclusive sponsor of the podcast, you know? And so that's how I treated it. And so that's really how I was able to create that win-win complementary situation and just to create that harmonious bridge to where I am now.
I love it. So, I love it.
Yeah.
So I want you to tell people about Power Pearls podcast. It's been around since 2015. The first thing I'm going to ask, I know we've talked about this, but what got you excited about podcasting? Are you an avid podcast listener?
Oh my gosh. Like I am addicted. I could do a whole entire episode with you, Marley, talking about my favorite podcasts, both knitting, productivity, business. I mean, maybe that's another show. But
yeah.
I am a podcasting junkie. And so when it comes to, again, another education, I can't stress enough how how great it is and how important it is to listen to podcasts, especially in the business niche, if anyone out there is interested in that. But whatever, you want to increase your knowledge as a hobby knitter or hobby crocheter. Like, it's just phenomenal, right? So I'm an avid listener, and back in 2014, to be exact, May of 2014, I actually did start a podcast, which is still out there. I mean, there's only 7 episodes that are actually kind of, like, living out there on iTunes, because I'm not sure what to kind of do with this at this point, but it's called The Morning Cool Down, and I created about 80 episodes in a year because
Oh my God.
80 episodes because what I did was I would go out running and on the fly, off the cuff, whatever you want to call it, I would record a podcast while I was cooling down after my run, which is hence the name Morning Cool Down.
Yeah.
And so I just keep thinking, I think I want to maybe come back to that. But it was mostly encouragement. And so a lot of that is trickling into Power Pearls. And believe it or not, a lot of the people that listen to Power Pearls actually found me through the Morning Cool Down. So it was like, I always talked about knitting and I always talked about that. So, and those kind of feel good things like mindfulness and, how to add, movement to your day and make movement your mantra. Like we can all relate to that. It's a matter of whether you're a knitter or a quilter, right? Or whatever you do, or you're a cook. Those are things that can really help you actually be more productive and more creative. So,
right.
Yeah.
I love it. So Power Pearls, give us if somebody were to tune in to Power Pearls, what can they expect?
Okay. So what they can expect is I'm interviewing, as I call them, rock stars in the industry, including you, Marley. So you've been on the show, of course. And
I have a lot of fun. I love talking to you.
We just laughed the whole time. And by the way, we cried. So that was the first time I ever cried on the podcast. Okay. I think we were talking about our grandmothers and how they introduced us to the craft, and it was so special, right? So, so I talk to editors, other editors. My very first episode was with Tricia Malcolm, the executive or the editorial director of Vogue Knitting. I was thinking executive editor, but no. So we all know Tricia. So she was on the first episode, and we had, as I like to call, an editor to editor chat, and like what are all the things that you should not do, so that you can make sure that your proposal gets on the top of the pile. But a lot of stuff that I talk about is universal for indie designers, for fiber non-designers that are, fiber enthusiasts that want to, get into the fiber world, because now you don't have to be a designer to cash in, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the podcast is an example of that. So it's designers, other fiber enthusiasts, people that are really crushing it in the fiber world, in the yarn crafting world. And I've only done a little bit of this, but everyday stories that are like really like mind blowing, knitters, like everyday knitters and crocheters. And so, I am going to be having a guest on the show, probably not for another month or so, with an amazing story. It's like, something I've been hoping to share, because I know that we all have incredible stories. And so if anyone out there has an incredible story that will really move people and inspire them, that's something I want to talk about. It doesn't have to always be a celebrity either, someone in the industry. And then I also do from time to time one-on-one episodes that might share information about my knowledge, you know, paying forward what I learned, you know, the wisdom that I gained as an editor of a magazine, and, you know, my experience since, for just about 15 years in the needle arts industry. So that's it in a nutshell.
I love it. I think it's similar enough to this that a lot of the fans who are, that fans of the Yarn Thing podcast, you can go and totally listen to Kara Got Warner on the Power Pearls podcast and just be as entertained. And it's so informative and so kind and just down to earth. And Kara just knows her stuff. And she's positive and it's fantastic. You'll love it. So trust me on that. You got to go check it out. And I know that beyond just the podcast, you have other things cooking up in your world. And one of the things that I think is really exciting is the workshop that you're doing, which is totally intriguing. So you got to tell me the backstory on that and what it's all about.
Oh my gosh. I'm like living and breathing this thing right now. So the workshop, it's called Stitchucation, okay? And this is something that just sort of came to me. It always comes to me like when I'm driving or I'm at the gym. So I was like, it came into my mind back last year, and I said, I'm going to start, a little series, a little workshop series. And I conduct these workshops through my Patreon page, which I can maybe, it's kind of like another thing I probably have to explain, but let's just start with Stitchucation. But so I started these workshops, and I wanted to really make them available for everybody. So the entry for, the entry level or the barrier for entry was very low. And so back in January, I started this workshop, and it was 4 weeks of live streaming videos, which were free, and then my membership group would get the PDFs, right? So, like, the lesson plans for, like, a buck. I think I did something. It was crazy. I know that's crazy pants, but I wanted everyone to have access to this program, and so I started with that, and it was great time. So the Stitchucation, the first in the series, was really about exploring the swatch, learning a little bit about customizing, you know, how to do that, how to understand your, and it's knitting. So by the way, I didn't go into crochet, although people have asked, and maybe that's the future, because I do crochet as well, but my love, my passion is knitting. And so with the workshop, so it would be, you know, kind of understanding those kind of elementary, the elementary shapes, and then kind of figuring out, okay, we've got these stitches per inch. How do I take that? How do I break that down and create my own customized, design or a pattern I love? How could I customize that? So it was about this first workshop back in January was about empowering knitters, right? And also just saying, hey, you're not a skill level, because, like, that's the thing that made me crazy, especially as an editor of a magazine, so which is why Creative Knitting has 6 skill levels. Because somehow people kind of consider, they associate themselves with the skill level of a pattern, which is not who they are, by the way, right?
Right.
Which is kind of crazy. okay, so that was the first workshop. And then fast forward to what's coming up in April. So this time it's a little bit different, and I am starting with a challenge. So this is a free challenge, 5 days. And back in January, midway through the workshop, someone said, we want shawls, triangular shawls. And so I said, I guess the next one is called Stitchucation Shawls. It had a good ring to it, so I said, sure, because I've been designing shawls forever, you know, always like sort of one of those things, you know, how it's under your nose and you're like, I need to show how I do this, my basic framework, my template, how I make this happen. And I do it in a very intuitive way, kind of a little bit unconventional, but my approach is here's how I do it. Here's how I want you to be intuitive. And then also we dive, so that's for 5 days, and there's like lessons every day. So live stream video. And then, the lessons that can carry you through in the private Facebook group. Like I said, this is free for 5 days. And then we get a little break, and then the workshop starts on the following Monday, which is really going into customizing. That's where the magic happens, okay? So we're going to dig into that, and how can you take the triangular shawl and customize? And that's going to be the paid portion of the workshop, which happens in my Patreon page.
Oh my gosh, so cool. All right, so Patreon, explain what Patreon is.
Sure. Okay, so it's kind of like crowdfunding. It's a Kickstarter, but it is like under the crowdfunding umbrella, although it's a little bit different. I like it better because it's like you're a patron of the arts. That's kind of how Patreon kind of positions itself, you know, it brands itself, because it's instead of with Kickstarter, you pledge, like, let's say, however much you want to pledge for something that becomes a product in, say, 30 days, right? So there's a time frame. Whereas with Patreon, there's no time frame. It's ongoing. So if someone joins Patreon, they join you for $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, and there are other higher levels even beyond that. And then they're an ongoing patron, and then they're getting rewards. So at every level, whatever they decide to pay, there are rewards. So, for example, with Power Pearls, I treat it like a membership club, which I think is a great, great way to kind of position my platform on Patreon, because at first I wasn't quite sure how, and then the light bulb went off. So at certain levels, like at the $3 level, they get unedited episodes, for example, and extended episodes with little mini trainings, which I'm starting to do with my guests. So I ask them, hey, let's do a little mini training that we can offer in the extended version of the podcast. So, so it's pretty cool. So Patreon.com. So that's where people can learn more about, you know, the platform if they're interested. So that's kind of how it's different from a Kickstarter. Does that make sense?
It does, and somebody's going to have to remind me about this, but I think it was Shannon Oakey that we had on the podcast who had a Patreon going on.
Yes.
So if this sounds familiar to those of you out there listening, I think this is the same thing that – I think it was Shannon Oakey started something with this for Cooperative Press. But I love it. I love the idea. I think it's fantastic. I've seen a lot of Patreon. A lot of my friends do Patreons. I've also seen them do Kickstarters, just like Vicki Howell's recent one that she just did. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I think it's fantastic, and it's a great way for you to be able to connect with so many different people and be able to support yourself doing it. Because, you know, yes, it's great to be able to have this stuff out there for free, and I wish that we all could afford to just give things away for free, but the reality of the matter is we still have to pay our bills just like everybody else does. So this is a great way for us to be a patron of the arts.
Absolutely, and you know, the thing is that the thing that's cool about it is you can pledge at whatever level makes sense for you financially. So that's why I feel like like I said earlier, the barrier for entry is so low. You can always get something out of it, even at the dollar level, you know?
Right.
So, I, as a creator, I support other creators. So it's this beautiful circle. Like, you know, once you get into that, you know, that culture, it's a beautiful circle that's created. So people support you, and then you're empowered, and you're empowered to pay it forward and support others. So it's pretty exciting.
I love it. So when we sign up for Stitchucation, like, for example, I just signed up for the Stitchucation.
Nope.
For the
cool.
I did. I think it'd be, you know what, I need a little bit of relaxation. And I find that would be really great, you know. But after the 5 days are done, so what would I do? You would have a link on there for the Patreon for me to continue to do the paid lessons?
Yes. Okay, so to sign up for the challenge, so you found it, Marley, because I think it's pretty prominent now on my page, but it's pretty easy to find. So it's powerpearlspodcast.com/shawls. It's that easy to sign up. And that's the challenge, so that's the free challenge. And then as long as you sign up, you're not going to miss the information about the workshop. So on day 5 of the challenge, that's when I'm going to share all the information about the workshop and the link to Patreon. But, you know, that'll be just, you go to Patreon, to my page, and at the $5 level, you pledge $5, you get to take the workshop, which is 5 weeks. Now, that's not, might sound crazy, but it's 5 weeks, and you can totally do it. So it's intensive enough so that you can complete the exercises we go into more intuitive, even more deeper customizing. Am I saying that right? Customization, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
Yes. So that's, I think, really what people are looking for. And also, I like to look at the triangular shawl as a canvas and the stitches that we place upon it like the paint. So that's really the approach that I really want to drive home. So they go, sign up, 5 weeks, and then if you fall behind, no biggie, you get the private Facebook group. It's yours, forever, or for as long as you're in the, you're in the paid group. You get this, you get the paid Facebook group, and your lessons will always be available. And at the very end, I create sort of like a little dashboard where everything's there. All the links, everything you need, just click and go. So that's cool. You don't have to search through endless posts. Where is that lesson? I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to be structured. I think that's it in a nutshell. And then my Patreon feed, it's Patreon. Actually, an easier way to get there is PowerPearlsPodcast/community. It's that easy.
All right. I will put that in the Facebook also. I've been trying to apply links as I'm going along. I'm like trying to find everything. I love this. I think it's brilliant. And I mean, 5 weeks is not that long of a time. I'm thinking, wow, that's fantastic. But I'm just like you, the whole, the triangle shawl. I mean, shawls in general, I feel like they're just a blank canvas. I feel the same way actually about sweaters. But like I'm teaching a class this weekend about crochet shawl shapes and stuff. And that's exactly it, is that there's just so many possibilities. And I love learning from different teachers because you never know what way or how you might do something that I have never thought of before. And I just think that's intriguing.
Yeah, exactly. Because, that's the thing that kind of came up in my private Facebook group for the patrons, was like, how is this different from other workshops? But it's like, they're just what you said. It's like, everything that I mentioned before about the customization and the intuitive approach, but everyone has their different perspective on it. So you can always grab a little nugget, even if you're really experienced, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then of course, if you're just learning, it's going to be a colorful world for you, for sure.
I love it. I love taking classes. I was telling somebody recently, like, it's fun to be a student again. And I think that it's important as teachers to put yourself in that position once again, because you remember, how it feels, especially if you're a beginner of whatever it is you're learning. You begin to remember, the questions that you have as a student that maybe you can incorporate in your classes as a teacher. Like, I think it's, that stuff is just really important, and it's necessary to find the time to continually educate yourself as a designer and a teacher. I truly believe that. And what better person to learn from than Kara? I mean, seriously, I mean, come on. That's just a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. I love it. I am so proud of you for taking this.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, this is a big step. This is the whole, like, skinny brand step, where I think I talked to you about that, but I always think about you're stepping out on that skinny branch. You hope it holds you up, You're doing it, and it's so great. And I'm just
doing it. I got to pinch myself sometimes. Yeah.
it's scary as hell, man. I'm going to let you know. Scary as hell. But you can do it. I know you can do it. You have the tenacity, the will, the drive, and just the positive attitude. People want to work with other people who empower them. And you are so good about doing that. It's not just about, look what I'm doing. It's, I'm going to do this to help you do that, because this is going to empower you and it's going to lift you up, and we're going to lift up as a community. And I love that about you.
Thank you. That's so sweet. You make me feel so good and so confident.
Yeah.
I can move forward.
You can do this. I know you can do this.
Thank you.
It's so great. So the Stitchucation thing, I shouldn't say thing, but we'll find out. Now I'm all excited, so I'm going to ask you. So, like, I got my confirmation subscription and all this, but will I have a list of, what yarn should I think about using?
Yes.
Because that could be something people are like, I don't want to do shawls because I don't want to use skinny yarn, but could they use thicker yarn?
Yes, absolutely. Because if you use thicker yarn, and this is what I'm going to talk about too, it's just going to be a little bit daintier, right? So so the shawl that they're going to get is in fingering weight. So with a thicker yarn, it's just going to, you can kind of knit for as long as you want to. I know that sounds kind of, you know, open-ended, but I'm kind of this pattern, which is still in the works because it's I'm building this as I'm getting, you know, more feedback from the patrons, from the audience. And so, because right now you sign up, it's kind of still technically the little early bird time.
Yeah.
So the pattern will be coming soon, but I'm creating a pattern almost like the old-fashioned patterns that actually I have in my stash from my grandmother back. You know, they have they're hand-typed with blanks,
oh
right?
My God.
So, you know, if you know the repeat of this triangular shawl, right? And I create all these things called shawl babies. Right? And so if you know the shawl baby, here's the repeat, and you supersize that, that's it. That's all you need to know. You can keep going, creating that repeat and mix it up and kind of echo that in your bind off, maybe add an applied, you know, bind off, whatever it is. So yes, the question is you can use thicker yarn, you can mix it up, and I'm leaving the pattern to be open ended, almost like it's a template, really.
Love
template.
It. I love it. So much fun. Now when the shawl stitchication is complete, and I know this could be like super early, like do you already kind of have like an inkling of what the next one will be, or how do you go about, I mean, I know you said this one, people mentioned shawls. Is that how you're going to approach all of them, is, you know, what do you want to learn next? Or do you have an idea of, you know, this is what I want to do next?
Yeah. You know what? I think that's, and yes, that's how I operate, and getting the feedback, because that's what led me to the shawls workshop. Thank goodness, because it's so far, everyone's getting so excited about it, but that feedback is so important. But in my mind already on my own, I'm thinking Stitchucation Summer School.
Oh, all right.
You know, because every other month to every quarter, I'm thinking kind of every quarter is when I'm doing this. So the next workshop would probably launch sometime late, like June-ish, you know, because I don't want to get into July too much because, you know, we got – you know, vacations and 4th of July, so you always got to remember. So, yeah, so that's kind of what I'm thinking. So far, I'm always
that.
Way ahead of myself, Marley.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. I love that idea. That is so cute. Oh, my gosh, that is so cute. I love it. Well, I am definitely going to do this education for the shawls just because I want to learn from you. And it's, I mean, this is a great opportunity to do that. So I want to become a Patreon and do this. This is cool. I'm excited about this.
Aw. Well, thank you. You're awesome,
so
Marley. Love
so
you.
I love you. All right. So, my friend, it's the time in the show that we give away prizes. I know you have a couple prizes ready to give away to the listeners, one to a call-in listener and one to somebody who leaves a comment on the show notes. So before we tell them what the prizes are, I'm going to give them the guest call-in number so that if you're listening live, you can pick up the phone and call in. The guest call-in number, everybody, is 347-539-5589. 347-539-5589. I just said that off the top of my head, by the way.
Wow.
I mean, it should be, because
you're good.
Right? 347-539-5589. If you're listening live, pick up your phone, give us a call. You will be placed in a switchboard, and it's just a list of phone numbers, and I have an option to make you live on air or put you on mute. So pick up your phone and call in. If you're not listening live, you have a chance to win by leaving a comment on the show notes. But before we jump into that, let's ask Kara what she's giving away today.
Okay, so the prize for the live caller is my Indigo Dream Tunic. And this is Annie's Spring Breeze collection pattern. So it's fresh. It's brand new, only been out a couple of months. And the cool thing about this pattern is it echoes a shawl because it's a tunic that has like the very attractive kind of V front. So it's kind of morphed from the template that I use all the time, the same kind of concept, I should say, that I use for my shawl designs, my triangular shawls. And it can be found on AnnieSignatureDesigns.com. I'm sorry, yes, AnnieSignatureDesigns.com if anyone wants to check it out. So Indigo Dream Tunic is for the live caller. And then for the commenter is a design that I created. It's one of my most popular designs, and it's under my I Got Knits label, IGOTTKNITS. So just to be sure, two T's, I Got Knits. And it's called the Sassy Scarflet, and it is just a cute little dainty piece that, yeah, people just have raved about over the years. So I decided that I would give that also as a gift to, again, the commenter.
I love it. I love that. All right, so I'm going to post that with the commenter. And so sit back for just a second and let me explain how this works. For those of you who are listening for the first time to the Yarn Thing podcast, welcome. We are blessed that on most episodes, we actually have guests that come on the show and give away prizes, one to a call-in listener who is listening live and one to somebody who's able to leave a comment on the show notes. Now, the show notes are put up at marleybird.com after the podcast today. Tammy, we call her my social media Medusa, puts up the show notes at marleybird.com on the blog. And she includes a brief synopsis of what we talked about, including links and images. So if there's something that we've talked about on air, chances are you'll find the information in those show notes. And again, those show notes are listed at marleybird.com. When you go to the show notes, at the bottom of the show notes for this particular show, you'll find a link that says leave a reply. You'll click on that and you will leave a reply or leave a comment that includes a keyword that Kara will give us here in a minute. It's kind of like your, I think Tammy calls it her golden ticket. So when you leave your reply with the golden ticket keyword, that's your entry for a chance to win the prize. What Kara just mentioned, the prize is for the Sassy Scarflet knitting pattern, and that's from the I Got Knits, I-G-O-T-T Knits collection. And so that's what you're leaving a comment to possibly win. Hopefully that makes sense. We choose a winner from the comments of the blog show notes portion about 2.5 to 3 weeks after the original air date of the podcast. The reason we wait so long is because here at the Yarn Thing podcast, we know how busy our lives are, and we know that yours are just the same. And sometimes you can't catch up with your most favorite podcast every week, and you might binge every 2 weeks. And so I want to make sure you have a chance to win. So I try and make it as easy as possible. So if it's 2 weeks since you've listened to a podcast and you listen to one, chances are we haven't given away the prize yet. So you still have a chance to go check out the show notes and leave your comment and still have a chance to be entered for a prize. So let's do this. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to get Tammy on the air. And Tammy is going to choose a winner from a previous podcast. And then she will get the keyword for today's podcast from Kara. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning.
I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. You both sound wonderful, by the way. Hello, Kara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for doing this. This was so interesting to listen to.
Awesome. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, and I don't know if you're seeing the Facebook chatter going on, but I think a lot of us are enjoying it.
Oh, good. No, I haven't. I stepped away because I might get distracted.
It is very distracting. You're right. So what we're doing is we're pulling a comment winner from when Lisa Schroyer was on a few weeks ago, and she kind of did something different. She asked everybody to write an essay comment, which was, I am inspired to knit or crochet whenever I see. And so that was the start of the comment. And Louise wrote, I am inspired to knit and crochet when I log into Ravelry and when I listen to podcasts. Perfectly appropriate today. Did you have any ideas what people should include in their comments when they on your show notes?
No, I'll be honest, I didn't really understand the commenting or the keyword idea.
Okay.
So I like the question, though. I like that. That made more sense to me, what you just said. So I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe someone could say, I want to learn how to create, I want to learn how to customize knitted shawls because, or I want to, what do you think? How should we say that? I just want to make it easy for them to answer it. Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, I want to create knitted shawls because. There you go.
Yeah. I like that one. I like that. I like that a lot. And who was the winner, Tammy? I was doing funny things on Facebook Live and wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Louise.
Okay. So congratulations.
Louise was our comment winner.
Awesome. Woo-hoo, so you'll send out an email to Louise?
Yes, I've already sent it.
Perfect. Even better. Even better. Thank you, Tammy, for all your help.
Happy Tuesday, ladies.
Happy
Bye.
Tuesday.
Same to you.
All right, so just to recap, you guys, you will visit the blog, which is available at marleybird.com. You will find the show notes for today's podcast. You'll find a brief synopsis of everything that we talked about on the podcast in those show notes. The bottom of the show notes, it says leave a reply. Click on that, and your reply is going to answer the question. I want to I just already forgot. I was going to say, I want to create shawls because, or I want to create, or what was it?
I think, well, I want to learn knitted shawls or learn how to, I guess I didn't say it quite right. I want to learn how to create shawls because.
I want to learn how to create shawls because. All right, there you go. I want to learn how to create shawls because. that's awesome. So you're leaving your comments there on the show notes to win the Sassy Scarflet. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you and remind you, I love your comments on Facebook, on Twitter, on Ravelry, and everywhere else that you leave them. But if you want to be entered for a chance to win, it must be on the show notes for today's podcast, which are available where? At marleybird.com. I think you should be a drinking game every time I've said marleybird.com. So make sure you do that. Okay, so there's that. And then I am on the switchboard, Kara. You have 28 callers. And so they are calling in to win the Indigo Dream Tunic Knitting Pattern, and that's from Annie's Signature Designs. And so I am scrolling up and down. You tell me when to stop. That will be the lucky winner.
Okay. Stop.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's 618. So I'm going to click on 618. Hello? Hello? Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Robin Berry.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
From Alton, Illinois.
How are you?
Hi. I am doing fine, and I'm a big fan of Kara Got Warner's. I really am. I have signed up for the challenge for her shawl, so I'm really excited about this.
Yay. Cool. Hi, Robin. As soon as you said it was you, I was, like, excited.
I am so excited. I wasn't expecting this, so this is really awesome. Thank you so
Yay.
Much, and I love you, Marley Bird. And
oh,
also, I wanted
to. I love you, Robin Berry.
I wanted to tell you, I'm going to get to see you at the Midwest, the Stitches Midwest.
Oh, okay, cool. Are you taking one of my classes?
I am taking one of your classes, and I signed up for the pajama party.
Oh, you'll have a good time. You'll have so much
yes.
fun. Well, congratulations, Robin. I like you a lot. This is great.
Congratulations. This is great. Congratulations,
yes.
Robin.
Thank you very much.
So, Robin, I have a brand new email address just for podcast winners. So what I need you to do is email me your mailing address and phone number. And I just totally lost my train of thought. Oh, my gosh. What was I telling you? Okay. Email me your mail. No, I don't need the mailing address or phone number. You just need her email address, don't you?
Me?
Kara.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Kara.
I didn't realize you were talking to me. But, yes,
no,
the
okay.
email would be. Yeah, and I probably have it.
You probably
somewhere.
Have. Let's have her email just so that we have a record of it. So, Robin, email me. Let me know that you won on today's podcast with Kara. And the email address is winner@yarnthingpodcast.com.
Yay! Okay, we'll do.
Super easy. Awesome. Congratulations, Robin.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good
bye.
One.
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
See ya.
So fun. All right. I love that. I had a pure brain fart, like right there in the middle. I was like, what was I just talking about? Oh my gosh. I hate that. Anyway, so much fun to have one of your fans win. That is so cool.
I know. That was great. Yeah.
I love talking to you, and I hope I do get to see you sometime soon. You're still living in Indiana, correct?
Yes. Yes. And
okay.
I'm not going anywhere just yet. One thing at a time.
All right. Cool. Well, hopefully I'll get to see you sometime soon, whether it's I know I'm in Chicago for the CGOA and then for Stitches Midwest, just like Robin just mentioned. But I don't know if I'm attending TNNA yet this year. But neither that's here either.
Yeah. Well, I'll be at TNNA because I'm local. That's local to me. But then I didn't realize that CGOA is in Chicago. So that's good because that's pretty local to me too.
Yeah.
So, how exciting.
Yes,
yeah,
it would be
definitely.
It would
very
be
cool.
Well, good luck with everything with the podcast, with Power Pearls podcast, everybody. And then Stitchucation Shawl Challenge. I am thrilled. So I'll have to make sure I say hi to Robin in there because this is pretty awesome. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right, my friends. Good luck with everything. And I'm so glad you were able to come on the show and tell everybody about it.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Marley. This was awesome.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I just adore her. We have been friends for a long time, and she's just wonderful, you guys. I really hope that you'll consider supporting her, both in the podcast, the Stitchucation, and the Patreon. It's money well spent. How about that? Money well spent. Next Tuesday, I have Deidre on the podcast, and you most likely know her better as the creator of the Sophie's Universe Crochet Along Blanket. If you remember the year before, so many people working on this beautiful, like mandala sort of, I think that's how you say it, blanket called Sophie's Universe. And Deidre collaborated with Sheep Cheese, I think that's how you say it, SCHEEPJES. And this is the entire crochet along in book format. So this is one pattern, but everything you need in here. Look, it's all the photos, written instructions, things for notes. This is amazing, you guys. This is like a pattern on like crack. Like, this is amazing. It is so beautiful, so well done, and I am thrilled, seriously super thrilled to have her coming on the podcast. So this is one you are not going to want to miss. Make sure you tune in, you guys. You're going to love it. Sophie's Universe, Deidre, and I'm mispronouncing her last name, but she's fantastic. Tammy will make sure that she puts a link to her Ravelry stuff on the show notes, and I know that she just posted it on Facebook Live. So it's beautiful. All right, let's hit our happy vibes. I love that music. It seriously makes me thrilled. I am so glad you guys are able to join me today on the podcast. It is Tuesday. Thursday, there will not be a podcast because I will be attending the Pittsburgh Knit and Crochet Festival. There is still a lot of room in many of my classes. If you have been on the fence, whether you want to go or not, I would love to have you come on over and join in. Take one of my classes, and you're going to have a good time. Plus, you're going to get a really cool free gift from Red Heart. But thank you. Our sponsor has 30 seconds left. Buffalo Wool Company. Great as mug, and laid back, craftsman.com. The sound of this, and Red Heart Yarn for a hope you guys have checked out the Marleyburg YouTube channel where I release patterns and other more patterns. I am going to see you later.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.